Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, February 10th. Tesla's solar roof could implement a heating grid to automatically melt snow and ice off of your roof in order to prevent disruption of energy generation. In a tweet sent by Elon Musk, he refuted the claim that solar panels wouldn't work in adverse snow conditions, saying, quote, "I think we'll still be better than a normal roof. But adding a heating grid to automatically remove ice and snow sounds like a good option. We have that already on car windows." Close quote. Tesla's plan for a new air suspension in the Model 3 has leaked in an update to its parts catalog. For the Model S and X, Tesla developed a smart air suspension for some time, but the release of the option for a Model 3 has been delayed. As of now, a new wiring harness labeled Model 3 All-Wheel Drive Air Suspension was spotted in the parts catalog by Electrek reader Joey Grodin. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is warning that car buyers need to take into account that electric vehicle transition might cause, quote, "residual values of gas diesel cars to plummet in the coming years," close quote. This and other comments similar come after the confirmation that the United Kingdom will ban gas cars in 15 years. This sentiment echoes the words of Electrek's CEO Seth Weintraub, who, in 2013, said, quote, "Cars will change more in the next 10 years than they have in the last 100. Almost every car on the street right now will be valueless." Elon Musk confirmed the expansion of the company's solar roof tiles, also known as solar glass, in Europe and China. When asked on Twitter when the new tech would reach the anxious customers of Europe, Musk replied, quote, "Europe and China timing will be announced soon," close quote. Unfortunately, we don't have a hard date on the announcement, and in Electrek's take, it could be next year. Nikolai Motors, better known for its electric fuel cell semi-trucks, is today unveiling a concept for a new electric pickup with a battery fuel cell hybrid powertrain, enabling 600 miles of range and a 0 to 60 mile per hour acceleration in 2.9 seconds. Trevor Milton, CEO of Nikolai Corporation, commented on the announcement, saying, quote, "Nikolai has billions worth of technology in our semi-truck program, so why not build it into a pickup truck? I have been working on this pickup program for years and believe the market is now ready for something that can handle a full day's worth of work without running out of energy." The vehicle will be fully unveiled at their Nikolai World 2020 event in September. Verve Auto Sales, a used car dealership specializing in EVs and hybrids, will open tomorrow in North Liberty, Iowa. While the company is emphasizing low-cost yet low-range affordable EVs, usually below $10,000, it also offers long-range models like the 2018 Tesla Model S in the company fleet. A ribbon-cutting event for Verve Auto Sales is planned in the Iowa City Area Chamber of Commerce for 4 to 6 p.m. on February 11th. In Germany last month, battery electric vehicle sales were up 61%, and plug-in hybrids shot up 307%. Also, the German car market saw a 7.3% reduction in overall car registrations year over year. While pure EV sales still only represent 3% of the market share, the growth of the category is clear, with less total people buying cars and EV sales up considerably. New comparisons arise between the Porsche Taycan and the Tesla Model S P100D. While the two cars are built for a very different purpose, some interesting tests have unearthed interesting results. Car and Driver tested the range by driving around a ring at 75 miles an hour, and the Porsche scored 209 miles, while the Model S scores 222. Several news outlets tested both cars on 0 to 60 speed. The results were between an out-of-character 2.5 seconds on the Tesla and as low as 2.42 seconds on the Porsche Taycan. U.S. State Representatives Andy Levin and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez introduced the Electric Vehicle Freedom Act this week, which would provide federal grants to private businesses to build direct current fast chargers along U.S. interstate highways. Section 5 of the bill calls for the network to be built within 5 years of the act's passage, just 2 years following the deadline for the Secretary of Energy to devise a plan of action. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, electric vehicle sales have increased substantially in Sweden. In January 2019, there were 2,680 EV registrations, or 12.7% of the market. And in January 2020, there were 5,382 registrations, or 30.3% of the market. The U.S. Energy Information Administration recently released its annual Energy Outlook 2020 report. The projections listed in the report include renewable sources for electricity generation will overtake coal as the second largest source of electricity as early as 2021. Wind and solar will surpass both gas and coal as the largest share of electricity fuel mix by 2045, largely due to falling costs. The British climate change minister, Lord Duncan of Springbank, has proposed that gas boilers may be banned from British homes. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Seattle-based RadPower Electric Bikes has just secured a new $25 million in a funding round. According to RadPower Bikes, the funding will be used to support new brick-and-mortar retail locations around the world. And finally, a new electric bike review was published on Electrek's YouTube channel by yours truly. The bike, called the Snow X6 from Eahora, has a standout feature that recharges the battery while riding downhill. Now, this mode technically works, but I didn't find it all that practical. However, I was quite pleasantly surprised to see it on an affordable bike, meaning that this tech has a chance to grow outside of a laboratory. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. Keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.